And it's time for us to go to the news line this morning. Time for our weekly health minute with the physicians from ER Specialist Urgency Center. Joining us this morning, Dr. Julie Marmon. Good morning, Dr. Julie.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. I haven't had to leave my house yet, so.
Oh, well, it's bitter cold, so that's good.
It sounds awful. I was just listening to what Mike said, and I think I got cold just hearing it.
I know. Like, yeah,
cold.
It just makes you chilly, right? So
yes.
Stay in and stay warm as long as you can. Well, there is a great new article out. It's discussing some concussion treatments, and there may be some new guidelines that are heading our way.
Yes, I love this article because it really is great. I'm going to make sure I post this today so parents can take a look at it. But it gives some great guidelines and some great recommendations that are backed by the American Academy of Pediatrics and a couple other groups that look at concussions regularly. And basically what they're saying, I mean, sort of boiling it down quite a lot because there's a lot of information in this article, but look, if your kid gets a concussion, which can also be called a mild traumatic brain injury, those two meanings are the same. So don't get confused by those. They're the exact same. But we used to say, oh, you got a concussion. Throw your kid in a dark room for a week and basically let them percolate and let that brain heal. Now, that has been changing over time. And I will tell you, I changed my practice over the last several years, or a couple years at least, where you say, you know what, 2 days of rest is good. When your kid gets a concussion, 2 days of rest, lots of rest, minimal stimulation, that sort of thing. So, you know, avoid screen time, avoid school, avoid sports. But that's really only for about a couple of days. And then we want symptoms to be your guide. So if you have headaches, back off of what you're doing. If you feel dizzy, if you feel unsteady on your feet, if you have nausea and vomiting, those things should tell you as a parent and tell your child, back off a little bit. 2 days of rest, maybe try school, see how you do at school. You'll probably, for kids who have a real concussion, they might only be able to tolerate a half day. That is okay. Minimizing studying a little bit for that first week is fine. But again, it's that gradually going back into things. And we used to say, don't go back to physical activity right away. And we still mean that, again, for a couple of days now. And that's probably going to be, hey, hop on an exercise bike or go for a walk. This isn't go back out on the field and start tackling or playing soccer and hitting a soccer ball again. This is gradually moving back into things.
So it sounds like trying to speed up the recovery process a bit.
Exactly, Mike. And what they've seen is these kids who actually get back into things slowly but earlier do better. They have less symptoms over time.
Interesting.
So yeah, you're right on.
Also, we would like to ask you about a story we saw. The FDA has approved a new cancer drug which targets genetic mutation. The war on cancer has been going on for years, and we are making some progress.
Oh, my gosh. This drug is so amazing. So it actually targets, it's novel. There's one other medication like it, and it targets a specific gene fusion. So it's and just bear with me, they call it the NTRK gene. Doesn't matter what it is. It's found in cancer cells, and it's responsible for some of that growth that you see, that overwhelming, out-of-control growth that causes tumors and causes cancers to grow and spread. So in order to receive, so, you know, everybody perks up and says, oh, I want this drug. I want it. Now, it is a little bit unusual. It treats very rare adult and pediatric cancers, and this is a huge thing. Pediatric cancers, you hear all the time, they don't get enough money for research. This drug is adult and pediatric, which makes it, in my book, especially awesome. They look at certain folks with certain types of solid tumors, sarcoma, salivary gland cancer, thyroid cancer, some lung cancers, in addition to several other. There are about 17 different cancers that they've looked at this in. If you have that gene fusion, that NTRK gene fusion, you can't have surgery, you can't have other treatments, you may be a candidate. Now, here's the kicker.
Yeah.
It's only 2 tablets a day, which is pretty cool. $32,000 a month right now.
Whoa.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And before everybody starts screaming, bad pharma, there is a lot of bad pharma out there. There's a lot of people who make money on sick people. But the amount of research and time and money and the armies of people that develop these drugs, it's got to get paid for somehow. So these medications are expensive, but there will be ways to receive these medications without forking over cash. This is not going to be just for people who can afford it.
Okay, doctor. Well, that's good news on a couple of different fronts.
It is exciting, right?
Yeah, very.
If folks would like to reach out to you, what do they need to do, please?
Give us a call, 719-522-2727. Search us on the web at ER Specialist Urgency Center, and you'll find our website that will tell you exactly what we do, why we do it, and how you can get to us.
All right, and you can ask a question directly at KRadio.com to the physicians, too. Just look for the drop-down radio menu. Doctor, we'll catch you again soon. Have a great day.
You too.
643, KRadio News Radio is part of the KRadio Network.